Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Tasha Gurry. She's been watched by millions of people as part of some of the nation's most popular shows, Love Island and Strictly Come Dancing. I interviewed her on the book show last year when she released her debut novel, Hits Different. Well, she's back with us on TRE talking about her new book, Your Superpower, Embrace What Makes You Different. Something that once made her feel like an outcast is now her greatest source of strength and community. Tasha's superpower is her identity as a deaf woman. In this book, Tasha describes how she overcame hurdles growing up to feeling confident in embracing who she is now. She's interviewed people from all walks of life to detail disabilities and differences of all kinds, and will show you how you can use your difference to make a difference and how to be unapologetically yourself. I just wanted to ask the difference it must have been for you writing this book compared to writing the novel, because this is obviously a much more personal book telling your story. Was that harder in a way?
Yeah, I think, you know, it hits different. It was kind of more like the fun summer element. You know, this is more about my personal life, you know. It really delves deep into a lot of my experiences that I may have spoken about, but not really massively deeply. So it definitely is showing a part of my vulnerable self that is so scary, but I've really enjoyed this process because it felt right to do it this year to launch it. And, you know, I really do hope people will love it.
You've already had some great responses, haven't you, from people who can totally relate to your story because either they're deaf themselves or have other differences or disabilities and have really appreciated how you've reframed it as a superpower.
It came from my dad, you know. He said to me, Tasha's your superpower. So that's always stuck with me. And anytime I have like a down day or I'm feeling negative, that saying really makes me feel so powerful and independent. And that's why it was a perfect title for that book. So I feel like it's kind of my like saying that I've always said. And people know that I do say those words a lot. And with the book, it's great because it's more like a memoir, you know, it's not like an autobiography. Like I didn't want to go down that route of, you know, this is my life, this is what I went through. It's more like being on FaceTime with me, you know, we're best friends. And you've come to me saying, Tash, I'm struggling with my identity. I'm getting bullied at school. How do I navigate? Or struggling with self-confidence. And it's even got my parents in there a lot as well in the book from a parent's perspective, because I got a lot of parents asking for advice. So the book is really for anybody. You know, there's 6 chapters in there. There's love, growth, respect, determination, responsibility, and breakups. And each chapter represents different things, which I think is really lovely. It's got my affirmations, the songs I listen to, what I'm doing when I feel down. So it really is just like giving advice to you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it must make a huge difference having people around you like your parents. I know you're incredibly close to your mum and your dad. When you've had negative reactions, both at school, but also since being in the public eye, it must help to have that love around you.
Yeah, you know, I always say, I speak about my book quite a bit, you know, having that circle around you that really love and support you, you know, eventually in 40 years time, I'm not going to be looking back and thinking about people that trolled me or gave me negativity or have opinions of me, you know, I'm going to be thinking about people that really matter to me and love and care for me and know me deeply inside and out. So I've always had a very close circle around me. You know, I've got the same friends I had before Love Island. You know, they're like my family. So yeah, I do have a really tight-knit group, but I think that's the best way to have the people around you that really, truly love you and want you to do well in life.
Yeah, definitely. And it must be hard not to get upset sometimes when people say mean things online. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me what horrible, horrible, vile things people come up with. And for people to talk about your deafness in a negative way is just horrendous. I mean, how are you able to handle that?
You know, it takes time. That's something that, you know, I really had to work on. You know, I had to learn you can't please everyone. Not everyone is going to like you. Everything you do is going to have opinions from people, unfortunately. And I think I just learned that it says more about them than yourself, you know, and people go through daily struggles every day. So they're inflicting their insecurities and problems onto you to make themselves feel better. Mm. So that's kind of how I view it now. I'm like, actually, I'm doing something good on my platform. You know, that's the best I can do. That's the most I can do. And that's what makes me happy. So that's kind of how I had to really shift my mindset and not see it as, you know, they hate you, they don't like you. They only know me from social media and, you know, on TV, but they don't really truly know me. And that is okay. Not everyone is going to love you.
Yeah. I mean, it must be nice having the positive things as well. I suppose if you're not taking the negative comments too seriously, I guess you have to be also wary of all the positive comments as well and just kind of ride the wave and not take anybody's comments too seriously, I suppose.
I think with positive comments, it's actually really lovely to receive. You know, I always say focus on the positive ones, definitely, because yeah, they're the ones that give you that motivation and really help you through. You know, they're your supporters. So when I get lovely messages from people and, you know, people just really, really sweet messages, that's what makes me keep going, is that, because that's the impact I want to have on people.
Yeah. And did you have a kind of clear idea as to where you wanted to take your career after Love Island? I know you're doing some great things in the fashion industry and with makeup and things like that, and obviously with the deaf community as well. Did you have an idea what you wanted to do, or have things just kind of come to you and inspired you along the way?
I think when I came out, I've always had a vision. You know, I said Strictly Come Dancing was my biggest goal when I came out, and I just, you know, achieved that. So I feel like I've always been a goal chaser. Like I've always wanted to do a book, and that's happened this year. And I believe if you really have a vision of something you dream about, really pave the pavement to that direction. You know, everything I've done the past 2 years, the jobs I've said yes to is to get to this point. So, I was very picky and choosy when I first came out in terms of, you know, the money may have been amazing, but is that going to align with me? Is that going to get me to get to Strictly Come Dancing? Probably not. So that's why I really was picky and choosy about how I wanted my career to go. So I think that's kind of how I've done it pretty much when I came out of Love Island.
Yeah. And tell me, what was it like getting that call, finding out you're on Strictly, being such a dream for so many years? I just can't imagine how amazing that must have been.
I cried. I couldn't stop crying. It was just, you know, when you're waiting for that phone call to see if you've got the job or not, I think it was about 2 months of waiting. And I just remember every day thinking, I've not got it. It's too late now. Like, there's no way. And then getting a phone call saying, Tash, you've got it. I was just in absolute awe. You know, this is the dream show I've wanted to do. I love dancing. It's a perfect combination for me. So the Strictly experience was incredible as well. You know, every week you're just learning these amazing dance styles and you're getting to perform to people, which I think is truly, truly special.
And you've probably heard this a million times, but I have to say it, you were brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was really, really, honestly, you were such a joy to watch. And the two of you obviously were great friends and had a great partnership and just worked so well together. You obviously enjoyed every minute.
Yeah, every single second was just honestly magical. And I know a lot of people said to me, once you do it, you realize the magic of Strictly. And when you're in it, you're like, wow, okay. And I really just took in every single opportunity because you only get that chance once, you know. That's why I said I really want to go for it. And you make such great friendships from that show. And honestly, I look back and I watch the dances on YouTube now, and I think it's so lovely to have that to look back on.
Oh, definitely. I saw when you did the Strictly tour, loads of people take videos and obviously tag you in the videos. And that must be great to see, because you can see you doing the dance from all different angles, depending where people were sitting.
Yeah, no, it's so true. You know, in arenas, like, that was such a cool experience, like performing the O2. Like, I never thought I'd be performing in O2 as, you know, the Strictly crew. And you're dancing with the pros as well, which is even cooler. Like, you actually are doing the numbers with them, you know, the salsa bits and things like that. So The tour was great because there's no pressure. Like, everyone's like lost puppies, just got released basically, like just enjoying themselves. So yeah, I loved the tour. It was a great opportunity. And like seeing all the kids, the mums, the families getting all dressed up in sparkles, sequins with posters. Like, the posters for me, what hit my heart when you see your name, Tasha Gurry, in a massive poster and they decorated it, you know, that truly was beautiful.
Oh, lovely. And they have, even though there's no pressure, there are kind of, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I saw that you lifted the trophy a few times. They do have winners throughout the tour, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah. You know, it's a whole team that come together that really makes it work. And I think it's incredible. You know, you've got the costume team, makeup team, you've got runners, you've got tech, production, the judges, like everyone gets involved. It really comes together. And you actually don't have much rehearsal time either, but it just happened, you know. It really, really is amazing.
Yeah. And do you have a favourite dance, a favourite style of dance? And did that change throughout the show as you learnt new things?
My favourite was definitely waltz. I think, you know, when we did Natural Woman, that was the last ballroom dance we did together in terms of learning it and doing it on the show. Like, I remember being so emotional because when I danced with Alyesh, I felt like I was just moving with one with him. So that's why the waltz felt so magical. And, you know, all dance styles were incredible. I love Latin, like the salsa, the cha-cha, samba. Samba was hard, though, I've got to say. Obviously, we were dressed as Frankensteins, which made it a bit easier to get the character out of it, get away with it a bit more. But yeah, for me, it's a ballroom style. So something about ballroom, when you dance with somebody, when you move as one, there's no feeling like it. You're just being moved around the floor.
Yeah, fabulous. So what's next for you? Can you reveal anything about what you're up to next, either dance-wise or book-wise or anything else?
Well, I'm hoping dance-wise, I'd love to do my own kind of show at the end of the year, which is kind of in conversations at the moment. So hopefully I'll be back on the stage dancing soon.
Oh, that would be amazing. And any more thoughts of writing more novels, do you think?
It's a good question. I think at the moment, because I've done two books in 2 years, I kind of want to put the pen down for a little while and focus on different challenges next. You know, I like to push myself in different directions and try something new.
Yeah. Well, it's been absolutely lovely to chat with you. I'm so glad we could make it work in the end.
Oh, me too.
If people want to get a copy of Your Superpower, Embrace What Makes You Different, it's available on our website, tre.radio, and it's by Tasha Gurry, who we've been chatting with today. Tasha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.